Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18:32, Johannesburg, 17 up to 30, and Mbombela, 20:29.
Die paaie. Die groot probleem op die oomblik is in Bedford View. There is a crime scene on the N3 South between Gilulies and Van Buren Road. Traffic is heavily backed up basically from the Buccleuch interchange. And then also lots of messages in, including one from Dennis about the backup on the R24 West. Very slow all the way to Barbara Road. Heavy as well on the N12 and R24 West going towards Gilulies.
In your sport headlines, Warren Gatlin changes four for Wales clash against South Africa, and SA football great Lucas Masterpieces Moripe dies at 71.
We begin in KZN, where police have discovered a large consignment of expired food at a warehouse in Bluff, KwaZulu-Natal. KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhonazi says the warehouse is being used by different companies.
We can only believe with what we see written, but the real content inside as to whether it's still good for human consumption or not, we can't tell. But our health colleagues were here and they took some samples so they can be able to test.
The audio there, courtesy of SABC News. Then to Northwest, where trade union COSATU criticized the Minister of Mineral Resources, Gwede Mantashe's statements on illegal mining at Stilfontein. He said it's a criminal activity that should be dealt with by law enforcement. Provincial Secretary Kopano Konopi says Mantashe's house is out of order.
He doesn't know what is his real responsibility in that portfolio. That is why we are angry that the minister says that he cannot come into a crime scene. There's nobody who neglect the house because a crime has been committed into the house. You know that there's a crime, you make a follow-up with the police on when are they going to clear your house so that you can be able to rehabilitate it and renovate it so that you can prepare it for occupancy.
Meanwhile, the National Health Department says no decision has been taken regarding a request for ARVs by suspected illegal miners. If they ask for HIV medication and other essentials, including blankets, this is now purportedly a message sent out by miners still underground at the disused Stilfontein mine. Masachaba Sefularo has more.
National Health spokesperson Foster Mahale clarified that the ARVs cannot be dispensed on demand.
Unlike over-the-counter medications like Panadol and Grandpa, chronic medication is issued in line with certain guidelines, and you need to have the details and condition of the patient.
It's unclear if more food and water will be sent down, with a timeline of at least 5 days set before rescue teams could begin retrieving the men from the depths of the earth. Masachaba Sufularo for Jacaranda FM News.
To other news, the Federation of Governing Bodies of South Africa has welcomed government's call to have all tuck shops within schools registered. This has to be done within 21 days from the announcement. Here's FEDSA CEO Jaco Deacon.
We can welcome that call. What we cannot welcome is where the department take the law into their own hands when they issue instructions where they cannot do it. So tuck shops at schools could have been open all the time. But we welcome the process and we support a call that vendors should register at local authority.
And the Reserve Bank is expected to announce a repo rate change tomorrow afternoon. Now, after Stats SA announced a cooling of the consumer inflation to 2.8% this morning, there are expectations of a drop in the repo rate. First National Bank economist Koketso Mano predicts a drop of 25 basis points. I'm Marlene Fischer, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. In KwaZulu-Natal het die polisie afgekom op 'n stoorplek met kos wat glo reeds verval het.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.